This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Steamboat Springs police are trying to contact a 25-year-old man who's alleged to have assaulted another skier at Steamboat Resort Saturday afternoon. The suspect's picture was posted Saturday afternoon on the Steamboat Radio Facebook page and SSPD's social media with lots of shares and comments. Steamboat Springs Police Commander Rich Brown says they've now identified the suspect. They're trying to contact him to get his side of the story. We will keep you updated. Call dispatch if you have any information. Operation Red Alert is underway in Steamboat Springs. The police department is focusing on those who run red lights. Special assignment unit detectives will make an increased effort to look for red light offenders for the next 6 weeks. They'll use marked and unmarked patrol vehicles. If a vehicle enters an intersection at any time after the signal light has turned red, it is a violation. The penalty is a $120 fine and 4 points on your license. The Corporate Office of Builders First Source has announced an agreement to purchase Alpine Lumber. The Builders First Source website says they have 570 locations nationwide with one store in Steamboat Springs. There are 21 Alpine Lumber locations with one in Steamboat Springs, also one in Granby and Eagle. The 75th General Assembly begins at the state capitol Wednesday morning. Western Slope legislators held a virtual media call Monday. Senator Dylan Roberts represents the 10 counties in Senate District 8, which includes Rout and Moffitt counties.
We kind of see ourselves as a small but mighty group down here at the Capitol of Western Slope legislators who don't necessarily always have to battle Democrat versus Republican, but it's usually West Slope versus the Front Range on issues to make sure that we're getting work done for our part of the state.
Steamboat Springs City Council meets at 5 o'clock tonight. One report is the recruitment of the new city manager as Gary Suter is retiring. Britta Horn of South Rout County has announced she's running for the chair of the Colorado Republican Party. That election is sometime between February 15th and April 1st. Today is the first day back to school after winter break for students in the Steamboat Springs School District. Students at Moffitt County, Sirocco, and Hayden all started Monday. The first practice is today for the eSports spring season at Steamboat Springs High School. Scholarships are available. The team typically meets in the afternoon, Monday through Thursday, in the library. Preseason games start January 29th. The Steamboat Sailors basketball teams, both boys and girls, have games today. Those games are away at Middle Park High School. That's in Granby. Music Fest is underway in Steamboat Springs every day through Saturday. There's some free concerts each day at the base of Steamboat Resort. Those are from about noon till 4. Today's bands are Jack Ingram and the Beat Up Ford Band, Cypress Valley Band, Hope McGregor, and Zach Topp. I'm Shannon Lukens, and those are the headlines. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.